Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Our friend Brad Blanks is on location. He's in place now. The other day I said on Monday I said he was going to be in Florida when he was in Arizona. I miscalculated his trip.
But now he is in Florida.
Now I'm accurate when I say he's in Tampa Bay, Florida. Good morning, Brad.
Oh, Scott, I'm actually in West Palm Beach.
Come on. I can't figure it out.
Where in the world?
I thought you went to... Louis told me you were going to Yankee camp.
Yankees, Boston on Saturday, which is Fort Myers. That's a little, what do they call it, the Southern Fenway. And then Sunday, it's Yankees, all day Sunday. So I'll be there spread eagles on the hill watching the Yankees. But today, it's Astros, and well, it's the Astros ground, and they share it with the Washington Nationals. And I'll be with the Nationals tomorrow. So very exciting. I'm excited to meet Justin Verlander today. That's the guy I want to meet. The man that's married to Kate Upton.
You don't care anything about Justin Verlander's baseball ability. You want to ask him about his wife.
That's right. Jesus, well, Scott, why don't you tell me about this? This spring training is amazing. It's beer. It's take your shirt off. It's eat hot dogs. It's just laying on the ground and watching baseball.
And that's the players.
Brad, do you know how many people from the East Coast coincide their vacations? They match them up with what's going on in spring training?
It's unbelievable. I didn't understand this phenomenon. I had Louis explaining it to me last week, and you just now. It's phenomenal. I've just been out the front of my little hotel. The place is packed with, there's a lot of Cardinals fans here, and they're playing up their home ground is up in Jupiter, up where, where Tiger Woods has his restaurant.
Right.
And I just helped a heap of guys load four cases of beer into their cooler out the back. So, that's the festivities there.
They're like, you helped them. You helped the load in.
Yes, yeah, so I'm like a good Samaritan Australian just helping men drink beer. That's what I'm doing.
Do you like baseball, American baseball?
Yeah, I do. I love it. Yeah, it's great. It's a game that's a life. It's got to be in the blood from the very early days, doesn't it? So I started about 17 years ago, and I'm slowly getting there. I'm like a 17-year-old with baseball. I'm learning and loving it. So,
it's a big time. So many people. I had some friends of mine from Jupiter went down to see the Marlins play. Over the weekend? I think it was Sunday.
Did they say Derek Jeter? Did they wave to him? Did they find him?
I don't know. Well, people like to do it because you can get up close with the players lot easier than during the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They're very good to the little kids. Kids are getting autographs. I did 2 days in Phoenix, Arizona. There's 15 teams all in feed within 30 minutes of the downtown of Phoenix, Arizona. So it's quite amazing. And you're like this guy. I told you the other day that I met Dave Roberts, the manager of the LA Dodgers, and unfortunately they lost last year, but such a positive, upbeat sort of guy. And then I was doing a tour of the equipment rooms. They got all the bats, the balls, and this little pudgy guy comes in, and I went, mate, are you the equipment manager? And he's in there sort of trying to get some balls or some hats or something. He put his head up and he goes, no, mate, I'm the owner. And it was this guy called Bobby Patton. And I looked him up on, you pull out the Wikipedia, the guy's worth $1.5 billion, and he owns about 20% of the Dodgers, and I just called him the equipment manager. He's a little guy.
You tall people are very, very prejudiced against us small people.
And who are you? I'm the owner of the team.
Well, you can't be. Well, you're not 6'3".
That's right.
Listen to Patty. You got Patty going now.
Wow.
All right. Well, listen.
Small me.
Are you going to be around for the Oscars?
I'll be back in your studio Monday morning to report on the Oscars. I'll be coming back Sunday night. Hopefully, they have a TV on the airplane.
Didn't you talk to one of the guys that's up for Best Actor?
That's right. Timothy Chalamet. Now, I know this is John Elliott's favorite movie, and I think Patty likes it as well.
I love the movie.
Sue watched this too. Sue's a big, she loves the fruit scene in there, apparently.
Call me by your name.
The one with the peach.
Yeah, the peach. Is that all right? Yeah,
yes.
So it's Timothy Chalamet. Now, he's a local New Yorker, so I tried to get a bit of New York flavor into this interview, and he's a young guy, and he's pretty excited to be on CBS FM.
Timothy,
how are you, mate? Yeah, you're in New York. You grew up in New York?
I'm a New York guy. Really? I grew up on 43rd and 9th.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Hell's Kitchen guy. I went to PS 87, went to Booker T. Washington Middle School, went to LaGuardia High School, went to Columbia University, went to New York University.
Your parents didn't make you eat the cheap hot dogs at Rudy's?
they didn't make me. I said, I don't want you prepared. I'm going to Rudy's. Or I'm going to 99 cents.
Yeah. There's some good diners around there too, isn't there? Yeah.
There are some good diners. The diner system, unfortunately, is becoming a little outdated. You know, there are few and few diners to find. Tom's Restaurant, uptown, the Seinfeld diner, a staple. I still owe them $5 for bacon, egg, and cheese.
Really?
Three years ago, they let me walk out of. I hope they don't see this interview.
You had no money then.
You know what? I did, but I just didn't have $5 on me at the time.
That's good. How's the Oscar trail going for you? This whole trail of awards, is it madness?
Listen, it's madness in the idea that I feel very young to be here, and that comes with a certain gratitude and determination to be working on projects that maintain an artistic integrity.
Big Army, a good kisser, all the girls would like to know.
No comment.
Army Hammer, yeah, he's all right.
Yes. Let's ask him. He's around here. Yeah, I guess you can ask someone whether they're a good kisser or not. God forbid they said yes.
Well, you're a champion.
Very nice to meet you.
Wow.
Wow, you could hardly keep up with him. That's unusual.
Brad's a pretty fast talker, but this kid was blowing you off the map.
He's 17.
Wow, what a wild guy. I mean, Patty, you love Army Hammer, don't you? Do you think he's a good kisser?
I would like to be able to get back to you on that.
Scott,
I'm afraid
Scott
I won't.
Loves Army Hammer. Scott loves Army Hammer, too. Yeah. What do you think, Scott?
So he's up against Daniel Day-Lewis.
Change the subject.
He's in against Daniel Day-Lewis, Gary Oldman, who looks like the favorite to win that.
Yeah.
And they threw Denzel Washington a bone because he's already got enough of these Oscars.
Yeah, he was really good in that movie, though.
Timothy, he's young. He's going to have more chances.
Yeah. He is outstanding.
So he's great in the movie. I haven't seen the movie. Call Me By Your Name.
I don't think it's your kind of movie.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Brad, when you get back, let's set him up and come by the station.
For sure, for sure. How about bringing the spring training next year? We'll get down here, have a good time, me and young Tim, hot dogs and drinking beer. What a champion.
I think we take him with us, man. Take Timothy with us.
He's cute.
Got to get him by here. Brad Blank's live from Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida. I finally got
Correct.
It right. Show number 897. Uh-oh.
Yeah. 897.
What's the deal, Louis? Louis, tomorrow our anniversary?
Yep, four-year anniversary.
4 years on the air at the enormous 101.1.
898 Woo-hoo! Tomorrow.
I'm proud. Hmm. That's a long-term deal in today's radio.
Yeah.
If you know
That's
what
a
I
long-term
mean.
Deal in a marriage these days.
Yeah, you're right.
Steamroll into 1,000 shows, too.
Mostly cloudy today with afternoon showers, and then tonight the nor'easter moves in. Windy, heavy rain goes on overnight, and then into tomorrow afternoon, a mix of snow and slush.
Slush.
Yeah. 51 right now, alternate side suspended today. No winner last night in the Powerball.
Wow.
So nuts. Saturday night we go up to $321 million.
Oh, that's it.
That's a deal.
Over three? I'm in.
Tomorrow night, Mega Millions jackpot up to $243 million. Happy birthday to Justin Bieber. Today's his birthday.
How old?
Oh, 24?
He's 24. Seems like he's been around for 15 years.
24 years, I know.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He's only 24 years old. Look at all the stuff he's been through already.
Yeah, you know, he just moved out of his house in Hollywood and into a not quite as big a house, but it's like $500,000 a month rent or something.
How much?
It's a $20 million house or $23 million house. And he's...
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
A lot of people I know cutting back like that.
Yes.
Downgrade. They're downgrading.
Yeah.
I got a house. Probably like five people could live there. There's two.
Right. I know.
What were you doing at 24?
What was I doing? I wasn't living
in that motel.
Yeah.
With
in
foil
Memphis.
On the window.
I was in Memphis, Tennessee, and it was a converted motel.
Yeah.
But they said it was an apartment building.
Well, that's what they called it, and that's what you rented it as.
It looks like, you remember that hotel where Martin Luther King was
motel,
shot?
Motel, yeah.
A motel?
Yeah, it's got
that's,
like those little
the
railings.
The
on
railings?
The, yeah.
I lived on the second floor right up there, right about the same area where he, you know, was assassinated. The only reason I say that because people remember this. That
yeah,
scene.
Sure, right.
Paint
right.
a picture.
When you came out of the door and you were late for work, did you ever just hop over the railing into the car?
No, I was on the second story.
I know.
I had to run down to the stairs and then, you know, car parked on the street.
Past the vending machines.
I had like a...
ice machine.
I had a beat up old Ford.
Yep.
That was it, yeah. And I had, you know what my decorations were? Mm-hmm. Back then, the record companies would send out posters of their stars.
Oh, sure.
So I had faces, posters up
taped
on my
on
wall.
The wall.
I had them up on the wall. I had aluminum foil over the window so I could sleep in.
And didn't you say you watched Priscilla Presley get limoed to school?
Yeah,
in those days?
Across the street was little Catholic school for girls where
getting her out in her little
Priscilla
skirt.
Presley finished high school after her parents allowed her to move to America to live with Elvis.
Well, because he wasn't going to touch her until she was of age.
No, of course not. Now, she'll live in a separate house. Sure she will.
Yeah. Radio.com.
Radio.com. I know that you're locked into the TV grapevine. You know all the stuff going on and the gossip.
I try to stay on top of this.
Yeah, because that's just part of what you do. Mm. As I used to, when I used to talk to Bill Evans a lot, he knew all that stuff, too.
I love that, Bill.
He could talk. He knew everything.
He's working out.
So now the big talk is this Megyn Kelly situation.
Ooh, my.
And how much are they paying her, Patty?
Like $23, $24 million a year. Something is like that. Give or take a million.
A little bit more
than
John.
Are they paying her that, or are they paying that includes some of her people? Or
I don't know. I just know her deal.
I think it's her.
Well, that was her deal.
But since she's been on... The ratings are down like 30% lower than they were for Roker and that Tamron Hall girl. Nobody had any idea who she even was. And now look at it. 30%. They're spending probably three times as much money. Roker's going like this. Oh, my God. Roker does not make that kind of money.
No.
So what's going to happen with that Sunday night show? People at MDC are going, what? Sunday night show? I don't know what you're talking about.
I forgot all about it.
No, don't take that night off.
She's supposed to have some kind of a show to go up against 60 Minutes, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Well, they had to wait until after the Olympics, so now it's after the Olympics.
Yeah, and the other deal, too, is there's been several people interviewed, and supposedly on the set, she's a little bit of a hellcat.
Oh, really? You think?
That's what they say. I don't know. I always thought she was kind of... When she was on...
She looked easygoing?
She looked like she was easygoing, nice lady, but they say working with her is just a nightmare.
No, it is.
Does she have like 1 hour just to herself? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And they built her a huge...
Hello, awareness.
Yeah. I'm sorry. With such great programming like Hot Bench at that time on CBS 2.
And we're on the radio.
Yeah, we're still on the air by then. But you don't have to. You are in touch, though. At CBS FM. Patty Steele's on with Entertainment News. We call it the Daily Dirt.
Oh, wow. I wonder how long these will stay up. As the movie industry gets ready for Sunday's Academy Awards, these appeared. Taking a cue from the Oscar-nominated flick Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, an activist street artist named Sabo hijacked three billboards, one after the other, in Hollywood. He covered them to look just like the three billboards in the movie, with a different but equally intense message.
I like that, Sabo.
Yeah, the first billboard reads, "And the Oscar for the biggest pedophile goes to..." .. The next one says, "We all knew and still no arrests." And the third billboard reads, "Name names on stage or shut the hell up." Woo!
Wow!
I'm imagining that today those will be removed if they haven't been already.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Really think?
Because he didn't actually buy them. He just put big sheets up over these billboards.
And you know they're having meetings over at NBC about Seacrest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're having huge meetings.
You know that's going on.
There's apparently only one thing that could make Oprah Winfrey run for president in 2020. Divine intervention. Seriously, she says after her red-hot speech at the Golden Globes, she was shocked that Oprah 2020 was trending on social media. She says, "When I walked off stage with Reese Witherspoon, I thought, well, I got that done. It wasn't until I was in the press room they said, 'Do you realize you're trending?' I had people, billionaires, coming up to me saying, 'I could get you $1 billion. I can run your campaign.' What did she do? She says, I went into prayer. I said, God, if you think I'm supposed to run, you got to tell me. And it has to be so clear that even I can't miss it. And so far, I have not gotten that.
God's been very busy.
Very quiet with her on that.
I'm sure Oprah's on the list, but I don't know where.
She does have a new flick coming out next week, A Wrinkle in Time, that looks pretty cool.
You know, that's funny, too, because she's always done a great job when she does movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's
wonderful. Not afraid to look horrible
and TV.
Either.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.